Good morning from Damascus. The time is 9 o'clock and we're about to head out of the city, further north into Syria.
Onwards.
And upwards?
Well, potentially. I'm pretty sure.
We are heading out of Damascus towards the mountain village of Malula, a small village where Aramaic, the language of Jesus Christ, is still spoken to this day. It's located only 56 kilometers away from Damascus. After a really quick drive north and arriving in Malula, we met this amazing lady, Manar. She is our guide. I'm going to explain a little about this village and what happened here.
Where are you from?
From England and Russia.
Ah, England. Great to be here.
Yes.
And the great Russia.
And you're from the village here, you're from Malula, yes?
I'm from Malula. Mm-hmm. I speak Aramaic.
Yep.
The language of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
we still speak it in Malula.
The whole village?
Yeah.
Wow.
We learn it from our parents.
Yep.
And teach it for our children.
Yeah.
Etc.
Keep it going.
Etc. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Generation after generation.
Mm-hmm. And there's only three villages in Syria that still speak Aramaic.
Malula, Jabadin, Assarha.
Yep.
But Jabadin, Assarha, small village. Very
sure.
Many.
Yep.
How many people live in the village now?
About 200 families. 200. In winter, but in summer maybe 600 families.
Mm-hmm.
Water in summer. Malula, high from the sea, 1,500 meters. Very cold.
So it's cooler in the summer. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Very cold in winter. Yeah. We have snow.
Really?
Three times. This year.
Wow.
Say a lot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful village.
Thank you. Very quiet.
So do you know how many people used to live here before the war?
Maybe 1,000 families.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 here. Here in Malula. I speak about
Malula. And throughout the whole year, in the winter and summer.
Yeah. In summer it's bigger.
Even
now.
More.
Yeah, more.
Merhaba. Hello.
Merhaba.
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 Merhaba. In Arabic. Tony.
Bonjour.
Nice to meet you. Bonjour.
From where?
From England.
England, very nice.
English.
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Arabi.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
you.
Good. Well, he's giving you compliments.
He's very good.
How do you say thank you in Amharic?
Aramaic.
Yes.
كيف بتقلن شكراً بالآرام؟
بالآرامي. يسلمن الضباط خون تدخن لأن علينا حتى تحمل ضحكون البركة.
هي
تبع ما يخون.
Thank you for your visiting this place and Saint Takla. Bless you.
Thank you so much. شكراً.
يا الله معك
الخير.
باي باي.
Goodbye.
باي. Thank you. باي. مع السلامة.
مع السلامة. Now this caves carved by the old human. Yeah. In the 4th century become for praying for nuns for priests. يا برنوشة شكور شلوم لحبيتك خيتت رحوم أبا لبرنا الشعلخ فا صحلي اللي توكك أعلخ مرلي لبمت موك أعلخ بحني عذوبات وتحوم يا برنوشة شكول شلوم يحمدشخ خطهت رحوم يرحمي تسنونك إليف تبرخ عم سبثة أحريف إخ نور عطورة أو كيف نهر القرعة تيع تشوم يا برنوشة شكول شلوم يحمدشخ خطهت رحوم أرميك This is a text from the Holy Bible.
Yeah.
But there is a poet from Malula. He said it like a poet, like a poem. Yeah. Like a poem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Moments before they were burying people in the sand. Or the ground, they were burying people in rock. Wow. So you can see the graves there.
Right in the hillside.
Mm-hmm. Just so you can see them all lined up, and then you see these two.
Yeah.
On the outside, random and there is one on the, over that side too.
So, as we were told, the village of Malula is one of only three places left in Syria where the Aramaic language is spoken, and it is the main centre of the Aramaic language here in the country. The population now, as we were told again, is all Christian near enough, bar a few families, and that wasn't the case before the war. In 2013, this place hit international headlines alongside a lot of other places in Syria because this place was invaded by al-Nusra or ISIS and completely taken over and occupied. Many people fled to Damascus, including our guide's family, and the homes were burned, any Christian icons were burned, and when she came back to the village eventually her house had been completely burned. Again, we're talking about 10 years ago, we're talking about even less than 10 years ago. It's quite scary, harrowing to imagine what these people must have gone through. Yeah, but thankfully now the village is repopulated, people are moving back and tourism is coming back, and they're coming back because this is a special place and it's home to a language that existed for thousands of years, and people with incredible hearts and incredible bravery to move back here and to preserve their culture, which is incredible.
And do you live here full time now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
It's very difficult, but I like my village.
It's home. Home is where the heart is.
Yeah. Because of why it's very we damaged from this war.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget what happened in 2013. That's going to happen.
Hello.
And what's the situation now with fresh water and electricity?
Some and some.
Yeah, electricity, bad, very bad.
Yeah. Do you
water,
get it every day?
Here in Malula, we don't have problem about water,
mm-hmm.
but electricity very, very bad.
And before the war, it was okay, it was all day.
Of course. Before the war, everything is fine.
Yeah.
We don't have problem about anything.
Amharic script is very different from Arabic.
Yeah.
The writing is very different.
Aramaic?
Yes.
Yes, of course, different.
Yeah.
In Aramaic, we use square letters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't use Aramaic in schools, only in houses, market, between us, but not in schools.
So, old people, kids, learn it just from their parents and their families, but not in the school.
Yeah.
What did this used to be?
Hotel of Malula from here. hotel was 4 stars, but now 0 stars.
Sure.
Because this is crushed everything.
Welcome.
Shukran. Thank you. Shukran.
Reception.
This is the reception area.
My house like that.
Pretty hard to fathom, to be honest. It's a beautiful view.
They threw a burning dwelling here, yeah, 2 houses.
From here?
Into like this down here, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there, and there, anyhow, inside the church.
Yes.
Everything is broken.
Shukran.
تعال أعطيك كادو مني.
مرة سلامة.
هاي طوابع تبع سوريا.
واو.
حلو.
هاي سنة 80.
For stamping?
Yeah, for later.
Oh, we can take it. We can take a photo.
This for you. Souvenir.
Sure.
Cadeau, cadeau.
Cadeau. Thank you.
You sure?
Sure. Sure.
He didn't have to.
Shukran.
I just wanted to say
welcome,
thank you.
Welcome.
No problem.
Ah, shukran.
Yalla, yatik el afia. Antik shukran kteer. Yislamu
idek.
Bye-bye.
one of those few occasions in life when we genuinely have to mind our heads.
Temple of Apollo, the god of the sun. We have 26 icons, but copy icons, because the original one was stolen by Chabit and Nusra. The icons was drawing, painting by Mikhail El-Kriti, the famous artist.
Here's the old temple, the pagan temple.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How far down does that go? How many meters? No.
Like
too dark. No.
It's from Bologna, and Polish artist gift this for the convent. Yeah. And also dark skin. Do you know that?
Yes.
The altar of Mother of Jesus, Maria. You can see stars, sun, moon, everything in the sky we can see here.
After looking around the church, we went on to try some local village wine.
Saha.
Saha.
Saha. Or Mahabba.
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 Oh, let's look at the view here in Malula. And we're moving on.
Sure.
It was lovely
take
to meet
care
you.
About your wife because it has a white hair.
I will.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you. Dosi Dani. Goodbye.
No.
Good.
Yeah.
No. Mine's okay?
After saying our goodbyes to Manar, we left Malula and had a delicious lunch stop along the way. Followed by a slightly less than legal petrol stop before continuing towards the medieval castle of Krak de Chevalier, built by the Crusaders. For a bit of a context, whilst here in Syria, we were told that we're okay to film pretty much anything, apart from the security checkpoints, of which there were a few along the way. This castle ranks among the best preserved examples of the Crusader castles.
So this castle has three or four different eras to it, and you can see that in all of the buildings, as our guide was explaining. And yeah, there's like limestone, blackstone, and all different building styles, and that's what's made it such an incredible place. And the fact that all of that is so well preserved, The only thing that's been stolen from the castle here is all of the wood stuff, which was during the Ottoman times, all of the wooden, anything wood was stolen out of the castle. But other than that, it's perfectly preserved.
Literally, as Matt said this, the rain came down pretty hard, so we quickly escaped into the car.
Crazy. So we've just been driving down mountain roads for like half an hour. And yeah, we've been driving down mountain roads for like half an hour, and we've just pulled up at this spot on top of the sort of crust of the hill, and we've got the Mediterranean on one side, the mountains, and then Homs on the other side. And yeah, just this incredible piece of art on the side of the road. It's just so random and so incredibly beautiful for that reason, I think. Just, wow. Let's go across and look over here. Let's go and look over here.
They grow everything here. Apricots, apples, cherries, olives. So much. You can see it's so beautiful, the landscape, how it's formed.
Actually, we were told that prior to the war, Syria was completely self-sufficient, so yeah. It grew all of its own vegetables, fruits, and yeah, you can see why now with the
Everything. Beautiful,
lush landscape that we're in. Again, it doesn't fit the stereotype that many people have of this country, I would say.
How varied it is.
So varied.
We drove down mountains to the city of Homs, and that's where we're going to leave you and catch you next week. So thanks for watching this video, and see you next one. Mwah.